Welcome to Season 2, Episode 1, Projectiles and Load Data. Topics covered in this podcast will be types of projectiles, configurations of projectiles, type and configurations of the projectiles and how that applies to load data results, and then we'll introduce the upcoming episodes for both regular viewers and for those that are subscribers. Welcome to Cartridge Reloading, and I am Dr. Harrell. I will be the one talking you through this. So this episode, Season 2, Episode 1, specifically we're looking at projectiles and load data. In order to do that, we need to start with understanding the types of projectiles that we have. The base types of projectiles, and this is based on the composition of those projectiles, is lead, plated lead, jacketed, bonded, monometal, and polymer. Now, a lead projectile is exactly that. You could consider that a monometal, and that it's only lead and doesn't have any other metals mixed into it. Typically, with your lead projectiles, this is going to be predominantly used in muzzle loaders. Now, it can be used in metallic cartridge, but if in metallic cartridge, you want to make sure that you're using a hard cast lead. Hard cast lead is lead that has antimony added to it. Your lead projectile for your black powder shooting is just simply lead with no additives. The only additive that might be in a lead projectile for muzzle loading or black powder shooting would be tin, just because the tin helps the metal flow into the mold better. So your lead projectile is exactly that, is just lead. Can be used in black powder and metallic cartridge. In metallic cartridge, you want it to be hard cast so that you don't lead the barrel or foul the barrel as much. Now, plated lead is simply a lead projectile that has had copper electroplated onto it. So when you're looking at your plated lead projectile, that would actually be loaded as a lead projectile. A jacketed projectile is going to be a lead core with a metal jacket applied to that. There are different configurations. We'll look at those in a second. But with your jacketed bullet, you have a lead core wrapped in some other metal, typically copper, although some manufacturers use brass. Bonded. Bonded is a dual metal projectile that when it is formed, the two metals are actually joined together. Typically, you're going to find this in your hunting projectiles. It just provides better penetration and better expansion. Monometal, just like we mentioned earlier, a lead projectile is actually a monometal projectile. But monometal is going to be single metal only, so all copper, all brass, all lead, etc. And then the last type we have is polymer. Polymer is less common. There is a company that does make polymer projectiles that you can load. That would be Inceptor Ammunition. And we'll talk about polymer ammunition or polymer projectiles a little bit more when we get into the configurations and into the load data. All right, when we talk about configurations, understanding that the types of projectiles, meaning what they're composed of, lead, plated lead, jacketed, bonded, monometal, polymer, etc., understand that those types of projectiles can be found in any number of different configurations. Configurations typically are going to be based on the performance anticipated of that particular round. So, for instance, a hollow point, which will be abbreviated as HP. Hollow points are specifically looked at as ensuring that the projectile expands, causing a greater permanent wound channel in whatever the target is that it's going into. Now, you have hollow point, then you have a jacketed hollow point. So typically when we think of a hollow point, you're thinking of your full metal jacket projectile that has got that hole punched in the center of the front of the projectile. A jacketed hollow point is typically a hollow point where only part of the, where just the body of that projectile is encased in copper. The rest of it's actually exposed lead, but you still have the hollow point. Full metal jacket, sometimes also known as total metal jacket or TMJ, so FMJ or TMJ simply means that the projectile is encased completely in some form of metal on the outside. Sometimes, even though they're listed as full metal jacket, on the back end or the base end of the projectile, you may actually see lead exposed. Round nose, also typically full metal jacket. Round nose simply means that you have a rounded nose instead of a hollow point or coming to a point. Flat point, they simply cut off the top curvature, so you have a flat pointed projectile. Again, this can be, you can see a hollow point, flat point, or a jacketed hollow point, flat point, or a jacketed hollow point, round nose. You can have different configurations, but what you're looking at is those predominant key indicators. Hollow point, jacketed hollow point, full metal jacket, and then the flat point and round nose is going to be more tied to what works in your firearm. And then the last one is polymer. So Inceptor Ammunition has made a polymer blended projectile that is supposed to function in some ways like a hollow point, and it does. They have different configurations of those in design. I will tell you that because of the material they're made of, shot into ballistics gel, there is no deformation of the projectile. I actually have shot it into ballistic gel, take a pair of forceps, pull the projectile out, loaded it into another case, and then fired it again. So, you know, when you're looking at the polymer, specifically the Inceptor or any other specialty ammunition that's out there, you're going to want to use the manufacturer's load data to ensure that what you're loading is loading as you're supposed to. Once you understand the type of projectile you're using and you understand the configuration of it, you can actually then use that information to start your loading process. A lot of people believe that in order to load Hornady projectile, I need a Hornady book, or in order to load Sierra projectiles, I need a Sierra book, or in order to load Spear data, Spear projectiles, I need the Spear book. The truth is that you can load any projectile off of any of the loading manuals, so long as you can find a projectile in the load data that matches the composition and type of projectile that you actually have. So if I'm using a Hornady flat nose hollow point, right, and that happens to be the Hornady HAP, Hornady Action Pistol projectile, well, I know that that projectile is a jacketed hollow point. So if I wanted to load it off of a Lyman book or a Sierra book or a Spear book or a Barnes book or whatever book I happen to have, what I want to go and find is I'm going to go and find a load for a jacketed hollow point in whatever caliber and whatever grain weight I happen to be loading. Once I have that, then I can load it. So the key thing here is that you don't have to have the same book as your projectile manufacturer. You can load off of any manufacturer's load data so long as you are matching projectile type and the composition. Recognizing that if we're using a projectile from one manufacturer and the load data from another manufacturer, it's important for us to understand that while that load and that cartridge will be perfectly safe, the the performance data that's in that load book may not match the performance data that we get. And the reasons for that are numerous. One of the most obvious would be the test platform, right? So if I'm shooting a revolver and I'm loading 357 Magnum, and the load data was developed in the book, it shows that the firearm used to test that load data was a universal receiver. The universal receiver is always going to produce higher velocity than a revolver used to test, because a universal receiver doesn't have the cylinder gap that allows energy to escape. And so that there's always going to be a difference in performance there. So it's just critical to understand that the load I'm using in book A for a projectile made by manufacturer B, that data is perfectly acceptable and perfectly safe, so long as I'm matching my types of projectile, I'm matching my bullet composition and configuration, and I'm making sure that I'm staying between minimum and maximum. As long as I'm between start and stop, minimum, maximum, beginning, end, anywhere in that middle range is perfectly safe. All right, that brings us to the conclusion of Season 2, Episode 1, Projectiles and Load Data. As always, please give us feedback. Let us know what you think. If there's a topic that you specifically want us to cover, let us know, and we will put that together for you. Upcoming episodes currently planned, cases and primers, tool series, powder measures, tool series, handgun dies, a tool series, rifle dies, and then for our exclusive subscribers, the TNT Precision Software Suite, measuring throat and proper cartridge overall length, and fire-forming brass. So those are the upcoming episodes. Reach out, let us know what else you'd like to hear. Glad to have you. Looking forward to episode 2.